Javier Castillo Pinto arrived in the United States in May after a months-long arduous journey through Central America. The 41-year-old left his family behind in Venezuela in search of a better life for him and his children. But having made it across the US-Mexico border and all the way to Washington, D.C., life since has been far from easy. Javier's been living for weeks in what he describes as a bug-ridden and overflowing homeless shelter. Yet he doesn't have the money to leave. Without asylum status, he can't legally work. Since its creation last year, Washington's Office of Migrant Services has spent more than $15 million on lodging, food, and other aid, according to the Department of Human Services. This Days Inn is one of the hotels under contract, closed to the public, packed full of migrants. The DC Council is seeking federal reimbursement to foot the bill, but that emergency cash only covers 30 days of temporary housing. Many stay for much longer. And new rules at the southern border, aimed at dissuading unlawful entry, haven't deterred thousands more asylum seekers. A surge there might see expenses here climb to over $50 million by the end of the summer. For nonprofits like SAMU, in part funded by the state, it's crucial that financial constraints don't hinder the ability to offer humanitarian support. That will come as a relief to Javier. "I didn't choose Washington," he tells us. "Washington chose me." He remains optimistic, yet the burden of proof to be granted asylum is high. The cost to house migrants is spiralling. If his claim is denied, he could be deported. An American dream turned nightmare. Benji Haya, CGTN, Washington, D.C.